Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Thursday morning here on KSJE, and we have an extra segment for you this morning because there's an opening production at Farmington High School this week. It is the latest production from the theater department at FHS, and to join us, two of the actors and the director and leader of the theater department, Dallas Padovan, is back with me this morning. Good morning. Welcome back to KSJE.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Thanks for coming in. Also, I want to introduce your actors who you brought with you this morning. Abby Allen is here. Good morning. Welcome back to you. You have been a regular guest, so
yes.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, too.
And Tavin Graham-Diaz is back as well as a new guest from FHS. Good morning to you, Tavin.
Hi, good morning.
Nice to see you all. And you are all part of Clue, and it opens, soon.
Yeah,
soon.
It opens next Thursday,
next
actually.
Week. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I was jumping the gun.
Sorry. But it's basically this week. It's Thursday. That's 7 days from now.
That's true.
I was following you.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But things are coming together, it sounds like, right? You're all very, very excited, and rehearsal's going well.
It can't come soon enough, honestly.
You're ready. You're ready to go. You're peaking right this moment, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, absolutely.
I'm peaking opening night.
Opening night.
You're going to be there, and it's going to be great.
Exactly. Very, very good. So for folks who maybe don't have a clue about Clue, Dallas, tell us a little about the story.
Absolutely. So it is a classic board game, as many people know. You have the bright colors and all of that, as you can see if you're watching online. Mm-hmm. And it's a murder mystery, kind of whodunit, all of that, kind of all put together by a wild, crazy butler that brings everybody into the story.
Okay.
It was also made into a 1980s movie that was pretty darn famous. Put a ton of famous actors in there, Curry and all those folks. So it was...
Right.
And now we're...
Some of us are old enough to remember the 80s movie.
Hey, exactly.
Or have seen it.
And it's a classic. If you haven't seen it, classic.
Exactly.
And this is a high school version of it. So, you know, if you remember the original, it's a little raunchy. There's a couple moments here and there that are inappropriate. But here we go. We have a high school version, which is tons of fun. And
family friendly.
Very family friendly.
Wonderful.
Very family friendly.
Now, I remember from the movie, there were alternate endings.
Yes.
Released with the movie. Is that something... That happens maybe on stage?
I think that might be something that the audience is going to have to come see for themselves.
Oh,
I think that's a little surprise. It's definitely a little different than the movie, but it's definitely entertaining.
So if you go opening week, you may see a different ending than if you go...
You'll see something similar.
It's a surprise.
Okay. You're all being very cagey this morning. And that's all right. We got some photos of some of the folks who are involved with the production, of course. And, Tavin, there you are.
That's me.
There you are, right?
A traditional British.
You are labeled a suspect.
A suspect?
I
live in Body Manor. How could I possibly be a suspect?
I see.
Someone in my own house.
Okay.
That's right.
It's outrageous. An outrageous allegation.
Okay. Unbelievable.
All right. So, David, you are Wadsworth, and Wadsworth is the butler, right? And so what is it about this part that you enjoy?
I really like Wadsworth because he's really, like, calm and collected. And that's something that, like, I think it resonates with me personally because that's just, like, who I am.
Right.
And he's, like... He's strong and he's not afraid to like talk back and he's kind of crazy, and he likes having control. I don't know. I think we just fit really well.
Good. All right. You're having fun with the part.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also think that it stretched Tavin a lot. You know, he is this very calm, collected person who's very like humble and like reads the room and is very good with people. But then Wadsworth starts falling apart near the end, and it has, and Tavin has taken that and just ran with it, and it has been really, really fun to watch.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the Wadsworth at the beginning of the production is maybe different from the Wadsworth at the end of the production.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Okay. See, very good.
Big change.
We see Colonel Mustard on the screen as well, and so another character.
Yes.
Of course, from Clue, Yvette, the French maid, and so we have two, and so explain maybe that for folks who are confused.
So every female in our production has been double casted. So there are two casts. One is the mysterious cast, and the other is the sinister cast. The mysterious cast is going on the 14th and the 21st for the 2 p.m. matinee and the night show. And then the sinister cast is going on every other day, I would say, the 12th, the 13th, and the 20th.
Yeah,
so. Gotcha. It would be great if you came and saw both casts, because everybody plays the part so differently, but it works so well. So as you can see here, we have Victoria Cordova, who plays Yvette in our sinister cast, and Rhea Stradling, who plays Yvette in our mysterious cast.
Okay.
Beautiful.
But they're both just as dead.
Yes.
Apparently.
Maybe.
For now.
Okay. All right. All right. There you go. And here we have Mrs. White.
Mrs. White, right. Brooke Henley.
Mm-hmm.
She is in the mysterious cast, and the Mrs. White, played by Katrina Etzedi, is in our sinister cast.
Okay, all right. And look, here's Miss Scarlet.
Oh, there I am.
There
so
you are.
There's Maddie Chavez as Miss Scarlet in our sinister cast, and then me as Miss Scarlet in our mysterious cast.
Okay, and what do you like about this part?
Oh, my goodness, Scott.
Tight cast?
It is,
no?
So.
It's great.
It is just such a change in character for me, because I'm usually typecasted as the defenseless girl or the evil person, but this is something so, so, so different. Miss Scarlet is strong. She's a businesswoman. She will take what she wants when she wants it. She is that girl. You know what I mean?
Right. We can see from the picture that you're that girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the description, right, talks about a DC socialite interested in secrets, dry, sardonic, all those things about your personality, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Very good. Mrs. Peacock?
So Vey Ramirez is in the mysterious cast, and Olivia White is in the sinister cast.
Got it. Very good. Okay. Here's the set. And go ahead, Dallas, you did it.
And you know, we actually don't have two of those pictures up here. Do you want to say who the other cast is?
Okay.
We have
Didn't mean to leave them out.
Yeah, Dre Deal is playing Professor Plum.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Mr. Green, who is being played by
Colton
Dale.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Those two are both in every show.
Shout out to both of them.
Yes, they're wonderful.
Very good. Thanks. Sorry we didn't have them.
Hey, that's what, it was not your fault. It wasn't on Facebook for a while, so that's all right.
There you go. We couldn't borrow it from
Exactly.
Facebook. But here's a look at the stage and the set, which apparently you're telling me is quite extensive.
Oh,
yes.
It changed so much since that picture.
Okay.
It looks so fresh and new compared to now.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
But we have different levels and doors and things that are happening and can happen.
Yeah. So this show is a two-story, six-door farce. We have two side areas, two side stages, a kitchen. We have an observatory with stained glass that the students created. If you're watching online, you can see it now. And it has been really incredible. We went from a pretty much a bare stage last year, which was, you know, my first year at the high school. And now we have, you know, about a $7,000 set that we have had a professional person help us come in and build. And we have really put our love and labor and a lot of time into it. There's trap doors. There's secret lighting. There's smoke machines. There's
what?
Strobe effects. There's
nice.
Shadow effects. So we're really going for it this show.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it looks really, really great. Lots going on. It is Clue. Opens next week.
Next week.
October 12th, 13th, 14th, 20th, and 21st.
That's correct.
7 o'clock.
That's
Farmington
right.
High School.
Correct.
Okay. And so it looks to me, with all the actors that you have cast and everything else, you have a lot of students involved in theater this year.
Yeah. It's been incredible. You know, last year we started out with about 25-ish students. And, you know, throughout the year we grew. Do you want to say something about this?
Why don't you tell them about auditions?
Oh, auditions were great. So, you should tell them about auditions.
How were they?
Yeah, let's have Tavin tell you about auditions.
All
right. Okay, so auditions. Nothing particularly special, I think, was okay, auditions weren't particularly special, like, upcoming, but the day of, we were expecting maybe, like, 20 people to, like, show up for auditions, but, like, the entire F building was, like, the bottom floor of the F building was completely full of students.
Wow.
It was incredible.
Word is out. I guess word is out.
Yeah, it was wild. I walked into the theater. I usually let my stage manager kind of set the scene, and then I come in and we do the thing, and I walked in and I couldn't believe it. You know, we ended up having 68 students show up for the audition. And currently, with people, we've had a couple people leave just for, you know, certain reasons here and there. We've had a couple people come in. We have about 72 people who have officially worked on this production. And it's incredible.
Good for you.
Thank
you. Congratulations. Thanks, Scott. I'm sorry we're out of time, everybody, but great job. Clue, again, Farmington High School, opening next week, the 12th, 13th, 14th, 20th, and 21st. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Scott. See you soon.
Okay. Thank you very much. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.